Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, let's jump right into it on this Tuesday here. John Jackson, the Joker from X, with us in the house. And the obvious story that I thought we would kick off the show with this morning. Don't worry, we're going to get to that one here in just a few minutes. But first, we've got some breaking news out there. In fact, I pulled up a Fox News Radio story. But John, yeah, you were telling me you first spotted this on X just a few minutes ago. Breaking news out of the Middle East.
Yeah, it looks like the Israelis have hit Doha, Qatar, with at least one, if not more, airstrikes, killing right now, we know of at least Khalil al-Haya, who is the leader of Hamas in Doha. And you saw the other day, President Trump put out on his Truth Social, we're giving you one last chance to release the hostages. Last warning, guys. And President F around and find out was not kidding. Because they just hit them right in the middle of Qatar.
Well, what do we know about Qatar? First off, we have a major U.S. military base there, so that makes it even more interesting now that Israeli forces say they have conducted airstrikes on these Hamas leaders in Qatar. But what else do we know about these Hamas leaders? They were sitting there living high on the hog, living in a life of luxury in Doha, while they basically stole the aid that was supposed to go to their people in the Gaza Strip, and they're responsible for the death of civilians that they put in the way of their terrorists. And so, yeah, these guys sit back there and they live high on the hog while their own people suffer back in the Gaza Strip because of their own actions.
Yeah, and you know what President Trump is showing a little piece at a time here, 8 months into his presidency, is that if you're a criminal out there, you're no longer safe to roam free. If you're an illegal, you're no longer untouchable. If you're a dope smuggler, you're no longer untouchable. And if you are a terrorist S-bird overseas, you are no longer untouchable.
Yeah, party's over, pal, right? Party is over. Here is the report from Greg Palcott with Fox News Radio. Just from a few minutes ago. This report just got filed just a few minutes ago.
We have gotten reports that for the very first time, Israel has struck Doha, Qatar, aiming at the Hamas leadership there. Qatar is one of the two mediating countries, Qatar and Egypt, trying to come up with an end to this war. And now Israel has struck out at the country, but not the country itself, struck out at Hamas leadership, which away from Gaza uses Qatar as a base of operation.
All right. And then according to that Fox News Radio report, they're saying that the strike is already drawing condemnation from the UAE, Iran, who cares about Iran and what they think, and several other governments in the region. All right. More to follow with John Jackson, the Joker from X, right after the break. Plus, we're taking your phone calls as well, 406-294-0970, or you can message us on the Montana Talks app as well. But yeah, a whole host of topics to get to here this morning, including a follow-up to what we talked about yesterday.
It's September 9th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. Today is National Teddy Bear Day. Soft and cuddly, the teddy bear has been a favorite toy to so many generations of kids for over a century. The teddy bear's name dates back to 1902, when famed hunter and president Theodore Teddy Roosevelt refused to shoot a bear cub during a hunt in Mississippi. News of the president's mercy made headlines and inspired New York store owner Morris Mitchum to make a new toy, a stuffed bear. Asked for the name of the bear, he asked the president if he could call it Teddy. Also on this date, in 1956.
As a great philosopher once said, you ain't nothing
but... Elvis Presley made his first appearance on The Ed Sullivan Show. The King's appearance had 60 million people glued to their TV sets, making it one of the most watched programs of the 1950s. If it's your birthday today, you share it with the founder of KFC, Colonel Harlan Sanders, born in 1890. I'm Tushar Saxena, and that's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August. Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck. Listen and subscribe.
A message from FireSafe Montana. A process called wildfire scoring may be used to determine the insurability of your property. Your home may be insurable today, but it might not be in the future. If building a new home, check with your insurance agent to determine if they will insure it, how that score was determined, and what the cost will be. And remember, wildfires can happen inside the city limits. This message brought to you by FireSafe Montana and aired by the Montana Broadcasters Association.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, great to have John Jackson back in the house with us here on Montana Talks. John, I don't know if you got a chance to hear it yesterday or not, but obviously we were talking about this Ukrainian refugee, this young woman simply going home from work after working at a local pizzeria in Charlotte, North Carolina. The young woman sits down on this L train, public transit, and all of a sudden, the man sitting behind her opens up his knife and starts repeatedly stabbing this innocent young woman. Turns out she's a Ukrainian refugee who fled the war-torn country of Ukraine, only to be slaughtered in the streets of a blue city in America. But one of our friends, one of your friends on X, App Patriot Girl, out of North Carolina, called in and had a powerful phone call on the show yesterday. Anyway, we got to talk more about that story here today because, of course, here we go. Look at all the Democrats and the left-wing media mob that not only refuses to talk about that story, but if they talk about the story, it's to lecture you and to call you a racist if you dare talk about this story.
Well, what has everybody been talking about now for the longest time, for years? What do we talk about? We talk about Washington, D.C. We talk about New York City and L.A. and Chicago, places like that. Meanwhile, kind of smaller southern towns, say, escape the scrutiny, while the whole time being run by those same deep blue leftist communists that run those other big cities. And the people that live there have known this for a long, long time. I'm a native of there, but left there when I was 18 and haven't lived there since. But you see this right here, the same thing going on in Charlotte is the stuff going on in these other cities. The police have been absolutely kneecapped, and the combination of the prosecutors and the judges are just letting these animals right back out on the street, and it's that ugly cycle of crime and crazy people along with illegal aliens. The sheriff there is a criminal, an absolute, not only a leftist communist that won't cooperate with ICE, but an absolute criminal himself. The place is a cesspool.
Well, and President Trump took to Truth Social and said this: I have seen the horrific video of a beautiful young Ukrainian refugee who came to America to escape the vicious war in Ukraine and was innocently riding the metro in Charlotte, North Carolina, where she was brutally ambushed by a mentally deranged lunatic. The perpetrator was a well-known career criminal who had previously been arrested and released on cashless bail in January, a total of 14 times. What the hell was he doing riding the train and walking the streets? He added this: the blood of this innocent woman can literally be seen dripping from the killer's knife, and now her blood is on the hands of the Democrats who refuse to put bad people in jail. But, John, I think it's worth pointing out here that, look, if you think that this stuff only happens out on the East Coast or on the West Coast or New York or Charlotte, think again, because we've got left-wing judges and Supreme Court justices here in Montana who like to do the very same thing when it comes to putting criminals back out on the streets.
Oh, I made that point the other day on our spaces. I said, look, you might think Montana being a Western red state, you know, we put people in jail out here. Well, guess what? We don't. And we haven't for 25 years. The only thing we've got going for us out here is we just don't have that massive population. population of psychopath animals like they do in some of the bigger cities. But we're doing the same thing here. Our jails and our criminal justice system here in Montana is just one revolving door of BS. And we will get there eventually. One thing I wanted to point out about that video, you watch that video, and I can't help myself just from 30 years of law enforcement. You see this young lady get on a mass transit system in a big city, and what does she do? She goes and sits down with her back to a whole car full of people and just puts her head in her phone. And you just cannot be doing that stuff in those circumstances. You have to be situationally aware at all times. What she should have done is either sit down with her back to a wall or just stand up with her back against the wall of the train where she can see anything coming at her.
Yeah, that's why I like to stand when I'm on, you know, any public transit like that. And like you say, get to the back, get to a wall, stand close to the door so you can kind of see people. He's not shaming the victim here. What he's doing is giving everybody some solid, you know, tips here to protect yourself, because you never know when crazy might strike. John, you know, the other thing that this exposes here is just the phoniness of the liberal media mob, the phoniness of all these Democrats who claimed to care so much about those Ukrainian refugees, when, of course, it was Joe Biden's weakness that you could argue rolled out the welcome mat for the invasion of Ukraine in the first place. But as Jesse Waters pointed out in this montage last night, remember when Democrats pretended to care about Ukrainian refugees?
I've announced 2 days ago we will welcome 100,000 Ukrainian refugees.
Our collective responsibility to ensure the safety and well-being of these refugees.
We have a moral responsibility in the world, as every other country does too, to receive refugees who have a well-founded fear of persecution or harm to return to their own country.
Now, if you have a moral responsibility to receive a refugee like Irina, don't you have a moral responsibility to say something when she's murdered, when you can't protect her? Nancy hasn't said a thing. Outside of North Carolina, no Democrat has. Every politician in the country had something to say the last time surveillance cameras caught a death on a train. The Daniel Penny case was a national sensation. And usually when a blonde-haired, blue-eyed woman gets killed, the media goes wall to wall. Gabby Petito, Natalie Holloway, the Idaho sorority sisters. Why not this time?
All right, Jesse Waters, yeah, Fox News primetime last night. Quick break. We'll get to your phone calls and more right after this.
Fox Sports Update.
Turn back the clock to 1985, not only for the release of Back to the Future. Good morning, I'm Jared Max. Monday Night Football at Soldier Field in Chicago. The Bears honored their 1985 Super Bowl champion team at halftime, arguably the greatest team in NFL history. It wasn't the only 1985 reference in the first Monday Night game of the season. For the first time in 40 years, an NFL quarterback making his first start in a regular season game led his team back from 10 points or more down in the fourth quarter to win.
McCarthy passes, caught, spinning grab by Aaron Jones. And somehow, some way, the Minnesota Vikings are on top.
On ABC at ESPN, Vikings rookie quarterback J.J. McCarthy had a slow first start. He threw an interception in the first half, returned for a Bears touchdown. But in the second half, McCarthy completed 8 of 12 passes for 95 yards and 2 touchdowns. He also ran for a 14-yard score in the final quarter that put Minnesota in front 27-17 before the Bears got a short TD pass from Caleb Williams. But Minnesota hung on to win 27-24.
J.J., your NFL debut here in your hometown, your family in the stands. You said you weren't going to think about any of that until postgame.
It's surreal. You know, your first NFL win, and, you know, I just can't be more proud of the guys up front. The defense, they were, you know, struggling the first half for us offensively, and they had our back, you know, in the kicking game.
Vikings quarterback J.J. McCarthy with ABC at ESPN. Yeah, the kicking game. Vikings kicker Will Reichert booted a 59-yard field goal, longest of his career, tied the longest ever at Soldier Field. The Vikings have won their last 6 games at the Bears' home, a team record. 2 nights from tonight, Week 2 kicks off in Green Bay between the 1-0 Packers and 1-0 Commanders. Sunday, the 49ers visit the Saints. San Francisco quarterback Brock Purdy, not definite to play, has a serious toe injury. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
Thank you. This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Great. I see we've got Francis and Big Fork on the phone lines. Francis, we'll get to you here in a couple of minutes. But, yeah, I got to see Francis on Friday at the Glacier Pachyderm Club in Kalispell. That's where we got a great message from the Border Patrol agent in charge of the Whitefish Station for the Border Patrol. And so I'm interested in hearing from Francis on what stood out to her during that Border Patrol presentation, because I shared in Monday's 9 o'clock hour of the show some of the things that stood out to me. So looking forward to hearing from Francis. First, though, on the phone lines, we've got Nancy in Roundup listening to KBUL. Nancy, thanks for the call. What's on your mind this morning?
Well, good morning, Montana. All I have to say is kudos and an applause. I so appreciate our President Donald J. Trump for what he has done in the Caribbean against the narco-terrorists out of Venezuela, the cartels. And also now he's going into Puerto Rico, and he's got 5,000 specially trained Marines. They're going to use that as a base station to protect that part of the ocean from the transportation of illegal, dangerous drugs into our country. And I cannot say enough about this man. I just absolutely adore him. Now, the next step is blowing up these tunnels that the Mexican cartel narco terrorists have dug from Mexico underneath our border into our country. I can't wait to see those blowing up. But I want to talk about Bozeman. What happened in North Carolina? I think Bozeman is just a time bomb. Something like that is going to happen there. We all know constitutionally that any city in the United States that considers themselves sanctuary or blue is illegal. They cannot operate as they have been. I had this discussion with our Attorney General a couple of months ago, and he seems to think that there's nothing that we can do further, but I think I have to respectfully disagree with him. We have the Constitution on our side, and it's federal law. They can't operate as a sanctuary city.
Well, and yeah, with regard to Bozeman, yeah, good point, Nancy. Not only could you argue something horrific like this could happen in Bozeman, frankly, several things horrific already have happened in Bozeman. You've had, you had a young woman that was raped by a transient in the little tent city there. You've had women pulled out of bars. You've had young men that were stabbed. Women that were pulled out of downtown, sexually assaulted. This has all been in the news. You had, young men stabbed by illegal aliens. And so, yeah, John, to Nancy's point, this isn't just hypothetical. What the lawlessness that we saw in Charlotte, the lawlessness that we've seen in the big blue cities, you're seeing it in blue cities here in Montana as well, blue towns.
Well, I tell you something. You know the way the algorithm works on X, on Twitter. Once you start clicking on certain types of stories, the algorithm starts giving you all those kinds of stories. Well, I did that the other day, and I had to put my phone down. Because you start doing that, and it starts populating you with every news story from across the country of this violent, heinous crime done by these inner-city animals and these illegal aliens. And I'm telling you, Aaron, it is the biggest underreported story in the country right now. It's everywhere. You just plug it in, and you'll start seeing it. I had to put my phone down. I was so outraged.
Well, and that kind of ties in we've talked with Jeremy Carl, senior fellow with the Claremont Institute, about this before, about how, he wrote a whole book about anti-white racism. And not only is there an incredible amount of anti-white racism and violent attacks that are being tolerated in America, the liberal media like CNN will lecture you if you dare talk about anti-white racist attacks. And I just saw it earlier this morning on X that terrorist who is, career criminal who was let out 14 different times in Charlotte, literally talked about how he got the white girl, how he killed the white girl. And yet they're like, oh, don't you dare talk about this being a racially motivated attack. Wait till you hear the next little soundbite that I share from Jesse Waters' program last night. First, though, let's go to Francis in Big Fork. Francis, it was so great to see you at the Pachyderm Club in Kalispell on Friday. Yeah, what stood out to you with the Border Patrol presentation there?
Well, a lot of it, of course, I already knew since my husband was in the Border Patrol, and he worked with Christopher's dad, Gary, in California, so they went class together, so we kind of know a little bit about each other. And also, I'm glad that you're there, if we're there, because we always enjoy you and Jessica, and she's so cute.
That's true, yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, that was nice. That was fun. And that was great to see you.
Yes, I wanted to say about Tennessee, that girl, she had no chance in hell to get saved. And the other people just stood there like a dope. I mean, I don't know who they were, but I didn't see anybody trying to stop it.
That's a great point. There were people sitting in every single one of those seats around her and around the guy who stabbed her. And the guy was still able to somehow just walk down the middle aisle of the L train there, blood dripping off the knife, and three or four people never got up and tackled the guy, right? Yeah, John, I'm sure that stood out to you as well.
Yeah, and he did it so quickly and probably got her. We haven't, I guess you could watch this snuff film out there somewhere, but I don't know if she was even able to scream out after she was hit in the throat like that. But I tell you what, this is, but you've seen President Trump now going into D.C. and having a great effect on crime in D.C. because that is a federal territory, and he actually can take it over for a short time if he wants to, including the police department. But see, these other blue cities, the problem with it is, as much as we hate this, the voters themselves in these cities are going to have to finally decide when they've had enough, because President Trump, well, with federal agents and National Guard, is not going to be able to make an effect on these cities. They are going to have to decide how they want to live.
John, our producer, Caden, did a great job snagging the audio for us. Caden, let me know if there, I see it's like a 3-minute long clip here. Let me know which part of that audio clip with Tom Holman might be the best portion to snag, and I can go right to the time hack on there. But John, yeah, you said, hey, can I send some audio to you guys here? Eric Doherty shared this on X. Apparently Tom Holman was on Morning Joe on MSNBC, and apparently he decided to turn the lights on, huh?
Yeah, you know, Tom Holman's not known for being a shrinking violet, and I guarantee you he despises those people on that show. That's Mika Brzezinski and Joe Scarborough, who are just constant serial liars. And so Mika said something to him about them doing operations in churches, and he just lit her up. You got to hear that audio.
Okay, great. Well, yeah, like I say, Caden says the beginning is pretty good to grab. So let me just roll it right from the start. It is an MSNBC clip, so without prior approval, I can only play like a short portion of it. But I think Tom Holman will probably very quickly step into action here. Let's see.
I see on the show this morning you have Governor Healey talking about ICE doing enforcement operations at a church.
Mm-hmm.
False. Didn't
no,
happen.
They were parked and, there. And, they did and, not and do an operation there. She said they were parked in a public space legally.
But to say that and to push it out there puts fear in the immigrant community. So let me tell you what's happening.
To do that puts fear in the community.
Right.
To park the ICE agent's vehicle
near a church. They're on a public street.
They are on a public street. She said that,
they're on a public street waiting to respond to a criminal alien release pulled aside the road. Let me tell you, in the last couple of days, what's happened in Boston. They arrested mm-hmm. Victor Gomez Perez, a 33-year-old criminal alien from Guatemala, with charges of aggravated rape, assault and battery with dangerous weapon, indecent assault adult veteran and victim 14 years or younger. They arrested Kaylee Espinosa, a 33-year-old criminal alien from Colombia, with charges of aggravated assault on a pregnant victim.
Anyway, that just gives you a taste there. John, I sense the strong anger in the voices of the MSNBC anchor there at the fact that somebody parked in a public parking spot, but no anger at the rapists and at the murderers that that Tom Holman just mentioned.
Yeah, and if any of your listeners out there have ever even seen clips, much less listened to that Morning Joe show on MSNBC, you've probably ruined a couple of televisions, because they are just the most disgusting serial liars that you'll ever see on television. And not to mention the fact that Mika herself is just dumb as a bag of hammers. I mean, she is just awful. I can't believe she still has a job.
The gall of these people, too, to lecture these public servants, true public servants like Tom Holman and his agents that are out there risking their lives for safety, public safety, for the people of the United States of America. Sir, don't you, she said that, sir. I mean, I you probably heard me. I accidentally left my mic on. And when they were complaining that ICE agents, and they were lying about ICE agents storming a church, when it's like, no, they were parked in a public parking spot. I just had to laugh because it is just so absurd, the garbage these people try to pull. And so then I had to remember to turn my mic off.
Like we always say, you can't. And that's what they're doing right now with the narrative on the Charlotte murder, is it's not about the murder itself, who did it, how it happened, what an awful dysfunctional criminal justice system they have in Charlotte. You know what it's about? It's about Republicans pouncing.
Oh,
Republicans
yeah.
are seizing on this in the MAGA narrative, right?
MAGA influencers are
beyond
talking about this. Yeah, yeah. And it's because you're racist, according to whoever that guy was on CNN. Well, whoever that guy was on CNN, maybe we'll start there. I'll play that clip for you coming up right after this next break. Phone lines are open for you, 406-294-0970, or you can message us on the Montana Talks app as well. Hey, not only does Dennis Bragg do a great radio news update for us, he also does a great roundup of the news at MontanaTalks.com. Check it out.
Montana Talks, where you get the mic. Call in now at 406-294-0970. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
Yeah, so this is the audio here. This comes from Jesse Waters' program last night. Another great segment as well, as he focused in on the young Ukrainian woman refugee slaughtered in the streets of America by this career criminal in Charlotte, North Carolina. And like we've talked about, there are so many of these racist attacks. This clearly appears to be another racially motivated attack here as well. A black on white crime. But don't you dare talk about it. Don't you dare talk about the anti-white racism in America. You're not allowed to talk about racism, about actual racism, because if you talk about actual racism, they'll call you the racist.
Brian Seltzer says it's racist to share the video.
It's being used, as you said, Brianna, as a political symbol, with MAGA media calling for more forceful punishments and more incarceration. I have to say, some of the replies to Musk, some of the comments around this story are baldly racist, stoking fear of African-Americans because this man attacked a white woman. The open racism on sites like X today, it's eye-popping.
So CNN is complaining that people are bringing up race, CNN? CNN brings up race in cooking segments. CNN not reporting the story is actually what's racist. This isn't just a one-off. In Philly over the weekend, a woman was just executed in broad daylight, just blocks from the Liberty Bell.
All right, another great segment by Jesse Waters. John Jackson, your thoughts.
Yeah, you know what the tater there, Brian Stelter, is mad about, and what all the leftist communists in the media are mad about, is that we're using their playbook. We're using it against them. Only they are allowed to point out specific areas of crime that fit their narrative, okay? Only they are allowed to point out George Floyd or Daniel Penny up on the subway up there in New York. Only they are allowed to say, here's the bad guy. None of you people are allowed to do that. And if you try and do it, we're going to call you racist. Well, see, that might have worked on people 20 years ago or more. It doesn't work on anybody anymore. They have cried wolf and lied so many times, no one believes them.
Well, and not only that, not only are we not going to be intimidated by them, but on top of that, the black community is with us. You know, if you saw, I don't know if you saw the video footage of the anti-crime crackdown DC protest. You look at who was all at that protest. It was a bunch of woke white liberals that were protesting the crime crackdown in DC. Where were all the black people? They weren't there. And DC is a predominantly black city. That's because the people of DC, the citizens who suffer because of the crime, back what Donald J. Trump is doing. That's why even Mayor Bowser has had to basically back what Trump has been doing here. And it was just the woke white liberals that were out there protesting it. And so when these woke white liberals, like whoever that CNN guy was, there was like, oh, it's racist if you share this video. No, because who are more likely to be criminals of inner city crime and violence? Black people, black Americans. So when we talk about the crime in these blue cities, they don't get the sympathetic ear of the black community to say, oh yeah, we agree with this little white nerd on CNN that these other people are racist. No, because we agree with these other people that we need to stop this nonsense and the crime that's impacting our cities and our communities.
What you're talking about, the mobs up there in D.C. of protesters, of all these middle-aged and senior citizen white people, that's a rent-a-mob, Aaron. Those people are bussed in. They're bussed in from out of state. And when is our federal law enforcement finally going to investigate and expose these people for what they are and investigate how they're being funded? When is that going to happen?
Well, in fact, on that front, you were telling me during the break, there's some breaking news kind of on that front that they're highlighting who is behind this effort to let career criminals like this guy back out onto the streets.
Yeah, breaking from Right Angle News 19 minutes ago, Mecklenburg County, that is Charlotte, North Carolina, the same county that released this guy, the murderer, DeCarlos Brown, 14 times, has received $3.3 million from the leftist NGO MacArthur Foundation to specifically reduce its jail population, blacks and Hispanics specifically.
Yeah. All right, John. We've been a little too serious now for the whole hour. We got to lighten things up a little bit. We got to, you know, joke around just a little bit. So let's go into the latest on Kilmore. Kilmore Abrego Garcia, the MS-13 gangbanger thug. You know, the guy that they call Maryland Man. Apparently, you know, he didn't want to go home to El Salvador, where he's actually from. So then they said, okay, well, what if we deport you to Uganda? Oh, no, I can't go there. Well, apparently now they have a new location that they're going to deport Kilmore to. But anyway, Kilmore keeps complaining because, you know, he doesn't want to go to any of these other countries. And so anyway, Greg Gutfeld had a great line last night where he said, hey, Kilmore, this isn't Expedia. You don't get to book your own deportation, buddy.
Yeah. And you see this ridiculous charade they're going through. I saw the countries listed where he already came out and said it's got to be 17 or 20 countries that he's in fear for his life going to all of these places. So the government picked out some obscure country over in Africa that they're going to deport him to. Obviously, this is all just one big scam of lawfare with the communist judges protecting their poor little Maryland Man. But I've said this for months and months and months. If I was in charge of this thing, we wouldn't even be talking about this guy, because this guy would have got sacked up in the middle of the night, thrown in a van, and would have been over international waters before anybody knew he was gone.
Well, I think one of the first times we had you on this show, when you know, one of the first times our listeners were exposed to the most unwoke hour of the week with John Jackson, the Joker from X, I think it was Tim and Savage. He said something to the effect of, did I just hear the word goat humpers on the radio? So in light of it being the most unwoke hour of the week with John Jackson, and in light of that, this day in Montana Talks history, when Greg Gutfeld had this joke on his monologue last night, John, I thought of you. Listen in.
Look, if Trump really wanted to torture this guy, he could send him to Afghanistan dressed as a goat. And come on, no one in these countries even knows who this guy is. They're more worried about tuberculosis or AIDS, or if their village is invaded by elephants. So,
and then he had a picture of the view showing right there.
I guess there. So Trump mocks Kilmar's demand, sending him to a place that looks at indoor plumbing the way we look at the Jetsons. A country where the NFL sends T-shirts with the losing Super Bowl team on them.
Oh, man. Yeah, John, Greg Gutfeld's joke there. I swear it was right out of the Joker's playbook here. If they wanted to torture Kilmar, they would have sent him to Afghanistan dressed up as a goat.
Again, I'll go back to the same topic that we just hit. Remember, we were just saying about who is going to be investigating. Why aren't they investigating how those mobs are funded up in D.C.? Because they're rental mobs. Well, these right here, these are rental lawyers that are defending Kilmar, okay? And why isn't anybody investigating how those attorneys are being paid? Okay, I guarantee it's coming out of some NGO that's our tax money. And this stuff is just allowed to get all of these frivolous lawsuits filed against the Trump administration. Where do you think that's coming from? That's all being funded by our tax money through NGOs, and nobody's looking at it.
The liberal lawyer mob, the liberal lawyer mob that pretends to be so virtuous when they defended 9/11 terrorists in Gitmo, when they defend these people that John's talking about, the same liberal lawyer mob that said, well, Donald Trump's lawyers need to lose their law licenses because they represented their client in court, you know, but they defend the defenseless. Let's go to the mighty human Z on the phone line. Z, what's going on?
You know, I bring a positive message of love. We do that on the podcast. Everything we do is just, so I'm going to lighten the moment here. Love will find a way. After 40 years, Fawn Hall and Oliver North finally got married. That is the miracle of love. It is kind of crazy, but it took them 40 years, a long time. So I leave it at that. Thank you very much.
All right, the mighty human Z. John, 40 years ago, I was probably too young, so you got to fill me in. The Fawn Hall reference. What's the Fawn Hall reference here?
Fawn Hall. Let me grab this. Hold on. Was that Oliver North? I want to say that was Oliver North's secretary who was doing a lot of his shredding for him back then, and she got pulled into that Iran-Contra stuff. I think that's the reference right there.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we got to hold it right there. Quick break. Back right after this.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
You have a cluster of 63 career criminals wreaking havoc in New York City subway system. Between 63 career criminals, 5,000 arrests between them, and of the 63, only 5 are currently behind bars. They have amassed a disturbing rap sheet for crimes, assault, robbery, theft. Forget about turnstile jumping. I mean, that's a given. A string of other offenses. And they largely remain free because of this leftist, liberal, extreme, radical, idiotic mentality of defund, dismantle the police, reimagine the police, and no bail laws in states like New York.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Hey, check it out. A new discovery found a massive trove of gold coins in the Czech Republic, minted by a long-lost civilization. It's from before the 2nd century BC. They also found silver coins among the artifacts. Not only have gold and silver been valued for thousands of years, but they can physically last that long as well. Just another reason why I have partnered with the award-winning company Goldco. I'm also a customer. Now, they sell gold and silver, and they're great at what they do. So if you're ready to learn how gold and silver can help protect your savings, Call now, 855-815-GOLD. On the web, it's HannityGold.com. They'll send you a free 2025 gold and silver kit. You can do your own due diligence and learn how you can get 10% in free bonus silver. It is the best silver offer out there. Don't miss this one. 855-815-GOLD or HannityGold.com. One more time, 855-815-G-O-L-D or HannityGold.com.
Fox rocks.
I'm Monica DeLuca. Aerosmith Steven Tyler and British singer Youngblood performed a tribute to the late Ozzy Osbourne at the VMAs. Sound courtesy of MTV and CBS. The Black Sabbath singer died at age 76 on July 22nd. The biggest winner at the MTV Video Music Awards. Lady Gaga led with an impressive 12 nominations going into the night, taking home the first award at Long Island's UBS Arena in New York for Artist of the Year. While Ariana Grande, she took home the last Moon Man trophy of the night for Music Video of the Year for the 26-minute-long Brighter Days Ahead. The MTV Video Music Awards were hosted by LL Cool J. That's Fox Rocks on Fox News.
Tackling the issues that shape our state, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, back to it here with John Jackson, the Joker from X. Coming back to it here. But, yeah, John, so it was kind of funny because, Z, man, he's a character, the mighty human Z. He does this Behind Enemy Lines podcast with John Jackson, the Joker from X here. And, you know, he'll always have these funny things to say. And then you're like, wait, what was the reference there? And then about 3 hours later, a news story will pop up and you'll be like, oh, that's what he was talking about. So it's always funny. You and I both were like, okay, what's with the Fawn Hall, Oliver North, you know, Love Will Always Find a Way reference? Congratulations to Oliver North here. The New York Post has this. This story just came out. Oliver North, Lieutenant Colonel, retired Oliver North. What a great guy he is. I've gotten to meet him here in Montana before, had him on the show before. Oliver North and his loyal former secretary, Fawn Hall, reportedly married in secret last month, 40 years after their leading roles in the infamous Iran-Contra affair. So, John, apparently you were fawning over Fawn some 40 years ago yourself, huh?
Yeah, how she, you know, she was a part of that. She got drug into the whole Iran-Contra thing because she was his secretary at the time and participated in a lot of shredding. And I think she got called in front of Congress herself, and she showed up to Congress, and everybody's like, oh, my good, you know, Farrah Fawcett works for, works for Oliver North. Everybody was shocked at how good looking she was, but wow, I mean, 40 years later, these two have kept up a relationship and are now married. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, very interesting. Well, there was another topic. John and I were chatting during the break. I got some Montana specific stories that we'll get to here coming up in the 9 o'clock hour of the show that I want to get John's take on and get your take as well, because you can call in 406-294-0970. But there was another topic John just brought up to me during the break. We haven't gotten to this topic yet, and hey, as luck would have it, it looks like Gary in Billings is on the phone lines, and I think he's calling in about the same topic. Gary, what's on your mind? Thanks for calling in.
Good morning, Aaron and John. I want to talk about this charge about Jean Carroll accusing Donald Trump of being fondling in a dressing room 30 years ago. And it ties in with what you guys are talking about. The Democrats are behind this. Can you imagine? Have you seen that lady on the show? She's just a plain Jane. Donald Trump has had some of the best looking women in the world. And it's just sad. $83 million for a fondling charge. It just blows my mind.
Yeah, Gary, thanks for the call. So, all right, looks, some people might say, hey, why are we focused on the looks here? But, John, apparently this woman who made these false claims actually came out in a video and basically admitted how they had to fake the whole thing.
Yeah, we all knew as we watched this, this was just big one show trial kangaroo court thing, and it was all theater and all BS. All she is the next coming of Christine Balsey Ford. Remember that crazy lady that made the allegations against Judge Kavanaugh? Well, she just admitted in a podcast interview, I want to say it's yesterday, she just laughingly admitted that that's exactly what it was, and they were having to make her up every day and cut her hair a certain way to make the jury think she was effable, if you know what I mean by effable. That's the exact word she used and was laughing about it.
The
whole thing was theater.
Yeah, I saw your post on X, and I was like, oh, man, if that story comes up, how are we going to talk about that one on the radio? But that's the words she used. This is not John just trying to get a rise out of you and be, you know, one up the last week's on Woke Hour of the Week. That's the words she actually used, is that they got her all done up to make her look blankable for the whole hoax of an attack against Trump. All right, more to follow in the 9 o'clock hour. Plus, we've got the phone lines open for you. Got a story about a Missoula judge to start off the 9 o'clock hour. Smokey
the Bear. After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
That is just the way the pickle squirts. I imagine if Dwayne Ankeny had a final word to share with Montanans before he gave his last breath, it would be another classic one-liner that the coal miner legislator was known for. Yeah, the passing of former state representative and state senator Dwayne Ankeny, as the tributes are pouring in. He really was the king of coal families, looking out for coal strip and coal families. Check out that story, MontanaTalks.com. KBUS.